Democratic conventions lately have thrived on promoting the ideal of diversity, and in 2004 the party has found a standard bearer in Barack Obama. He began Tuesday's keynote speech to a worldwide television audience with a bit of his own story, the son of a Kenyan immigrant and a white Kansas native.
My parents shared not only an improbable love, they shared an abiding faith in the possibilities of this nation. They would give me an African name, Barack, or Blessed, believing that in a tolerant America, your name is no barrier to success.
That created one foundation of Obama's address, his view of America as a place of equality without barriers. But he also said it's a nation in need of unity in a sharply polarized atmosphere that he blamed partially on negative politicking. It was one of the biggest applause getters of the night.
The pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats. But I've got news for them, too. We worship an awesome God in the blue states. And we don't like federal agents poking around in our libraries in the red states. We coach Little League in the blue states. And yes, we've got some gay friends in the red states. There are patriots who opposed the war in Iraq, and there are patriots who supported the war in Iraq. We are one people, all of us pledging allegiance to the Stars and Stripes, all of us defending the United States of America.
The speech was sprinkled with references to Obama's home state. He spoke of laid-off workers in Galesburg, an East St. Louis woman who can't afford college, and young children struggling to learn to read on Chicago's South Side, where Obama's state Senate district is. They all helped him touch on a major appeal to maintain government as a help to those who need it, though he balanced it with another Illinois nod to Collar County suburban homeowners who don't want their taxes squandered.
People don't expect government to solve all their problems. But they sense deep in their bones that with just a slight change in priorities, we can make sure that every child in America has a decent shot at life and that the doors of opportunity remain open to all. They know we can do better, and they want that choice. In this election, we offer that choice. Our party has chosen a man to lead us who embodies the best this country has to offer, and that man is John Kerry.
Kerry's presidential campaign remains the convention's focus, and Obama had said his speech wouldn't forget that. He took a swipe at President Bush's military policy in referring to his meeting of Marines soon to be off to Iraq from his home in East Moline.
When we send our young men and women into harm's way, we have a solemn obligation not to fudge the numbers or shade the truth about why they are going, to care for their families while they're gone, to tend to the soldiers upon their return, and to never, ever go to war without enough troops to win the war, secure the peace, and earn the respect of the world.
You wouldn't find many detractors in the partisan audience once the cheering died down and the next speaker, the late President Reagan's son Ron, took to the podium. Certainly they weren't to be found among rank-and-file delegates in the Illinois section, like Larry Ivory of Peoria.
I think that if people listen with an open mind, and if they listen and listen carefully to what he said, I believe that it has the power to swing votes, but surely has the power for those who are undecided to make a decision. If you're undecided, I think you just made a decision today.
For state Senate colleague and fellow Chicagoan Carol Ronan, Obama's national debut was emotional.
I have tears in my eyes. I'm like choking up. It was a fabulous speech from his heart. It was articulate. It was beautiful. I'm so, so proud of him. I'm really, really so, so proud of him. It was great.
Now that Obama has national-level Democrats looking at him, people like Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee see serious potential.
I think what this century is all about is redefining America to again say there is no glass ceiling, that on your merits, what you have to contribute is what you should be determined or assessed on, and he certainly has a lot to offer this country.
After Obama delivered a solid speech highlighting hope, it's fellow Democrats who are floating on the most optimism. From the Democratic National Convention in Boston, I'm Tom